Hello everyone and welcome to Coffee with Innovate Finance, our weekly podcast where we speak to leaders across industry to talk about financial innovation and fintech. I'm Rolf Merchant, part of the team at Innovate Finance, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Chirag Shah, who is CEO of Nucleus Commercial Finance. Chirag, thank you for joining us.
Hi Rolf, thanks for having me on the podcast.
Well, we'll talk about Nucleus in a moment, but let's start by hearing a bit about you. Tell us a bit about yourself and your career and what led you to found Nucleus.
Sure. So, I mean, my background is I'm an engineer, I have a master's in math and finance. Prior to Nucleus, my background was structured finance with investment banks, both in New York and London. Then I joined a hedge fund in London where I was managing their asset-based lending book. We started Nucleus over 10 years ago, post-credit crisis, as an alternative to bank funding at that point of time. There were no fintechs at that point of time. There was no alternative finance at that point of time. I'm talking way back in 2009 now. Yeah. And that's when we really started Nucleus to provide an alternative to businesses.
Yeah, fantastic. So that's a really good intro. So tell us a bit about the products and services you're offering now. And perhaps, you know, kind of what you see as your USP in the alternative lending market.
Sure. So I think where we really pitch ourselves in the market is you have large banks at one end, which are well trusted by the market, can offer relationship banking, not just transactional banking, and have multiple products they can offer to borrowers. But at the same time, the teams are not really cohesive. The turnaround times are really long, which is not ideal in the current market. Mm-hmm. At the other extreme, you have a lot of alternative lenders. Majority of them tend to offer a single product, which might not necessarily be the right fit for the business, but they offer speed and flexibility. Where we really pitch ourselves is in the middle. We say we have a multi-product offering. So we offer five different products to the businesses, and they can borrow £5,000 all the way up to £25 million from us. But we have the product range of a bank. We can offer relationship banking at the larger relationship lending at the larger scale. But we do it quickly. We are flexible, similar to what alternative lenders are. And that's where we really position in the, that is our position in the market.
You've been around, as you say, since the financial crisis in 08, 09. What can you tell us about the growth of Nucleus as a business in that decade or so? And what have you learned in scaling the business in that time?
Right. So, okay. In terms of Nucleus product, as we said, I mean, as a team, we have grown from 3 people to 150 people now. From product range, we started with a single product, and gradually over the subsequent years, we have built a multi-product offering. As I said, as a business, we have lent over $1.9 billion and supported a lot of UK SMEs in that period. From a growth perspective, I think where Nucleus as a brand and as a business, the amount of lending we do, the number of businesses we cover, and the range of lending we offer have all increased every year over the last 10 years. And that includes the COVID year. So while there have been challenges with COVID, there have been difficulties with COVID, both for borrowers and for lenders, there have also been opportunities where we can provide additional support, be it via CIBILS or be it in other ways. And we have been really at the forefront in supporting businesses, scaling. What are the... So as I said, we've lent quite a lot. Every year, our aim is to lend twice the amount we've lent the previous year. And we have done it as a... So I mean, in general, we... I'm not a big fan of the terms alternative lending or fintech, because as an calling ourselves alternative lenders is a big injustice. We shouldn't be an alternative to bank. We should be the go-to lenders for the businesses. We shouldn't be any different from banks. While banks have been around for a long period of time, we offer much quicker decisions, much more granular approach in making credit decisions. So alternative lending as a term is something which we don't really like. I think from a scalability perspective, one thing we have noticed is that technology plays a big role. And over the last 5 years, we have got to a stage where we set out on a goal that we want to get into one-click lending. A business comes to us, applies for a loan. While they are waiting, they should get a decision. They shouldn't have to go to another web page even. And we have built the systems required to achieve majority of it. And our plan is to launch our full OneClick lending in the next 5 months. So we are on track for that. And that is what we believe is core to scalability. Every year, the reason we have continued to lend more and more volume is because we have integrated more and more technology in the user journey.
Well, I think that's excellent. That's a very good summary. And I wanted to ask a little bit more. You mentioned C-bills and the pandemic response. I mean, obviously, you know, the government has put a lot of time and effort and a lot of, I guess, emphasis on the economic side of helping out during this pandemic. And obviously, there's the creation of these various loan schemes. You, as you say, have been heavily involved in distributing C-bills loans. Can you tell us a bit more maybe about, your experience of the last year handling C-bills in particular? And I think just the sort of general state of your customers and how they've been faring in the last 12 months or so.
Yes, so C-bills, it was a fantastic move by the government. Businesses needed support. C-bills provided that support. I think when we break down C-bills, we really break down C-bills into it's two main components, or I would say actually really three main components. It's the relationship we as a lender have with the British Business Bank. There are things involved. It takes time to get the accreditation. There are limited amounts that you are allowed to lend as a lender. And every time you hit that, you go for further increases in the amount we can lend. So while that process has been ongoing, it can always be more efficient and it will help us allocate more funds to businesses. But as a relationship, the British Business Bank have been nimble. They have tried to be very supportive, but at the same time, they are dealing with over 100 lenders and C-bills. Okay. Then, I mean, from what the next thing we say is us and the introducers. So while customers come to us directly, a large chunk of our customers also come to us via their trusted introducers. They could be brokers, they could be their accountants, and that's the route to market we take. I think with the introducers, the relationship has been fantastic. We have provided them a fantastic user journey. They have been able to really make an application within minutes and get over 86% of the applications we have analyzed have been decisioned the same day. So, and we have analyzed over 10,000 applications in the last 6 months. So, as I said, 86% on the same day. So that has been our focus. We want to be clear, concise, and precise in the decision we are giving on C-bills, but we want to do it very quickly, and we want to be very clear on what the reasons for our decisions are. So that was really our approach when we applied for C-bills accreditation, and that has worked really well. I think the final relationship is us and the customers. From a customer's perspective, I think there has been a lot of frustration. Because a lot of customers are failing to understand the difference between bounce back and C-bills. And while it is not that the information is not out there, just a lot of people have been confused by what's required for what, and they're expecting that it's pretty similar in terms of how you apply for both. So in the direct to customer approach, that is where we have seen some challenges in having to bring them up to speed on why C-bills is different from bounce back, and the probability of getting an approval on C-bills is not the same as the one you have on bounce back loans.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point. And as you say, that there has been a breadth of support from the government, and I think communicating to SMEs has been part of the challenge in all of this. But fantastic numbers on your side for turning around those loans, and I think. Well, certainly what we've been saying is that the pandemic has really shown the breadth of lending businesses out there and the excellent service they can provide, the speed, the agility, which has been really needed this time. But looking ahead then to, what we hope will be a much more positive second half of this year, what do you think's going to be needed? What do you think we will need to secure a speedy economic recovery? What are your customers telling you?
Certainty. Businesses thrive when there is certainty. I think the biggest challenge over the last 12 months, yeah, the lockdowns are challenging. But the problem has been the stop-start nature that we have had over the last few months. Every time a business shuts down, if they have visibility, how long they are locked down for, it's easier to plan. It's easier to manage cash. Every time a business restarts, it's not just opening the doors. There is a lot that goes into restarting a business. Depending on the sector they are in, they might have to spend tens of thousands of pounds in restocking or whatever to get the business back to normal. When businesses restart, they spend that money. And again, when the lockdown comes in, it becomes really brutal for those businesses. Because next time they have to restart, they have to come up with the capital again. But they've already used the bounce back loan, CBILS loan, in the first restart, which makes it more difficult for them to get the support from us as lenders at the second restart. But again, many businesses went through those challenges. We were able to support many again. But every time that happens, it's very much, very, very challenging for the businesses. And it becomes difficult for businesses to reopen. And that's what we hear from people as well. It's the uncertainty which is becoming the biggest problem. And it's not for lack of clarity or effort from the government either. You don't know that. Nobody knew when their vaccines will roll out. Nobody knows how quickly they are going to roll out. We can predict, but unfortunately, many a times in the last 12 months, the predictions haven't been accurate.
Oh yeah, I think that's absolutely a fair point. We could all do with some more certainty in our lives and for business as well. I mean, across every sector, it's crying out for some certainty and some normality. Moving on, perhaps for a bit of future gazing, thinking not just about your own business, but the SME lending, SME finance sector as a whole. Where do you see the industry going over the next few years?
And during CBILS, we have converted that to 98%. So you can see it is being more widely accepted. Again, it's not just being widely accepted. All the lenders are going to have to create a user journey which gives the user enough comfort to start using open banking. And where we as lenders succeed in that, we will see a higher uptake from the customers. So overall, I think technology is going to become more integrated, be it with alternative lending market, bank lending market. Everyone is looking more at how to integrate technology, how to create better user journey. And I think that is going to be the theme over the next couple of years. And the people who are really successful at that are going to come out on top.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned open banking. We're particularly excited about the possibilities of open banking, and that could be a great benefit for SMEs and for consumers alike. So yes, technology being powered by open banking, I think a lot of promise there, as you say. Just a final thought then, Chirag, where next for you and for Nucleus? What's coming up for the rest of this year?
This is the rest of this year. We have already started planning for the post-CBILS era. So we are coming up with new products. We are launching a couple of unsecured products. The first one is launching in early March, with the CBILS about to run out by end of March. So that is a product where we see we can continue supporting the businesses. I mean, as a business for us, as I said, one-click lending has been the key. We have been working towards it for a while. And over the next 5 months, we'll get to a stage where we are expecting at least 40% of our applications to be decisioned via that system, and increasing to over 75% within 12 months of launch. So those are the key focus areas for us.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I think that's a good place for us to stop. Chirag, thank you so much for joining us. Loads of really interesting insights there. And we very much look forward to hearing more of Nucleus in the years to come. That's about it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. We do have plenty more episodes coming out, so do check them out. And we have all our previous episodes available to listen to on our website. Please do take a look at our back catalogue for many more insights on fintech and financial innovation. My thanks once again to Chirag Shah, CEO of Nucleus. Thank you again for listening, and do join us next time for Coffee with Innovate.